Here is the news. The Ministry of Communication and Digital emphasized the importance of integrating ethics and inclusivity into artificial intelligence governance at UNESCO Global Forum on Ethics Artificial Intelligence in Bangkok, Thailand. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Nezar Patria affirmed Indonesia's position as a developing nation actively transforming AI ethics and inclusivity principles into a concrete regulatory framework. Patria noted in a statement received on Wednesday that Indonesia has integrated UNESCO's artificial intelligence ethics and inclusivity principles into real policy formulation and governance. Indonesia's Foreign Ministry reported that 18 Indonesians evacuated from Iran are currently stranded in Qatar due to airspace closure following Tehran's missile attacks on the United States' Al Udeid military base. On the closure, disrupted flights from Doha, Qatar, said Andi Rahmanto, Director General of Protocol and Consular Affairs at Ministry in Tangerang, Banten recently. He said the evacuees are still waiting for their Doha, Jakarta. That's the news. We'll be right back.
of Indonesia.
For today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Siyo Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Goeslaw. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Siyo Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Siyo Mama by Melky Goeslaw. Enjoy!
Berapa puluh tahun lalu beta masih Cile, beta ingat tempo dulu, Siyo Mama gendong beta.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. I do believe that you are also still listening to at www.voinews.id. Well, you know, Cooperatives Minister Budi Aristadi has announced that he has informed President Prabowo Subianto about the establishment of around 80,133 red and white village cooperatives across Indonesia. Minister Tiadi made the comments during a limited cabinet meeting with President and relevant officials at Hambalang, Bogor, West Java. He also explained that the red and white village cooperatives operate in three stages: formation, development, and operation, as well as monitoring and evaluation. According to the minister, the first phase has been implemented as target, and the government is now preparing to enter the second stage. The government will act quickly and aggressively in the interest of the people. And the government is serious about this, and it must maintain the credibility of the Red and White Village Cooperatives program. He further highlighted that the establishment of the Red and White Village Cooperatives is expected to mark a new milestone in strengthening the people's economy at the village level.
Gemerlap pesta kota, seolah kita flamingo mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut nuansa di sudut semarak Plaza Catalonia. Galas pasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya quiere, usted baila conmigo. Quiere darme su dirección, señorita. Ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku mesra dalam cinta sebagai pengikat rindu. Akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona. Yeah, Lucien tu putih señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Oh, usahakan cerita
malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Hidupku bersamamu, kecuplah diriku kasih. Rasa semakin gelisah, melupakan fajar tiba.
Sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Antara kau dan aku. Tak perlu kau tanya lagi, siapa pemilik hati ini. Kau tahu pasti dirimu. Dan jawab pertanyaanku, mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita jika kau terus menunggu.
kan pasti antara kau dan aku.
Gemerlap pesta kota, seolah kita flamingo mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut nuansa di sudut semarak Plaza Catalonia. Galas pasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya quiere, usted baila conmigo. Quiere darme su dirección, señorita. Ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku mesra dalam cinta sebagai pengikat rindu. Akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona. Yeah, lo siento mucho señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Oh, usahkan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Hidupku bersamamu, kecuplah diriku kasih. Rasa semakin gelisah, melupakan fajar tiba.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, what are you doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. So please just make it as optimally as possible and do it wholeheartedly and make it as good progress for yourself. Well, we have also another wise word. It is now from Kapitan Patimura. He said, once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dark. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Thomas Matulesi, Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the captain or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leader and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. Well, as a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortress. The charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement.
Hanya kamu di dalam. kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad.
Yeah, harganya terjangkau.
Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is said to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more plates nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 plates are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week.
Turun banget.
If we have many competitors, 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. the craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other works, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Nah, dari sisi permodalan, katanya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk mencapai.
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang nggak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mad.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untunglah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Thank you. and mendong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and mendong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope as light thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Rasa gali dan retak.